Welcome to Catch 'em at Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaska Coastal Studies. In the summer, the southern Gulf of Alaska hosts a vibrant ecosystem teeming with marine mammals. You can take an excursion out onto Alaska waters to spot belugas, bowhead whales, humpback whales, stellar sea lions, and orcas. One of the more elusive species you can spot in Alaskan waters is the fin whale. In November 16th of 2024, a fin whale washed ashore in Anchorage near Fish Creek, just a few minutes from downtown Anchorage. Less than 24 hours after the whale was reported, the Marine Mammal Stranding Hotline, biologists from Alaska Veterinary Pathology Services, and NOAA Fisheries responded and conducted a necropsy. Barbara Mahoney, a local NOAA Fisheries Assistant Regional Stranding Coordinator, determined that the fin whale was a female and estimated her age to be approximately 1 to 3 years of age. We are still waiting for the official necropsy report of the fin whale to be published, but stay tuned. Necropsies provide essential insights and valuable information that can aid in understanding various conditions and causes of death. Fin whales, along with the blue, sei, and minke whales, belong to the Workwhale family. They are the second largest species of whale in the world, surpassed only by the blue whales. Fin whales can grow up to 85 feet in length and weigh up to as much as 90 tons. As baleen whales, they do not have teeth. Instead, they possess long baleen plates that hang from the roof of their mouths. These baleen plates are made of keratin, the same material as our hair and nails. These baleen plates allow them to feed on krill, squid, and small fish. During the summer months, an adult fin whale can consume up to 2 tons of food each day. Each year, fin whales will make a strenuous trek south, migrating as far as 15,000 miles. Here in Alaska, our breeding group migrates to Hawaii for the winter. During this lengthy journey south, fin whales do not eat. Instead, they solely rely on their fat reserves they build up during the summer feeding season. Migrating long distances offers fin whales distinct advantages, allowing them to enjoy the best of both worlds. In the summer, they are found in high latitudes closer to the poles, where they spend their days consuming large amounts of prey and accumulating fat in preparation for the coming season. In the winter months, they migrate closer to the equator for a specific purpose, calving. Fin whales give birth in warmer waters, providing a nurturing environment for the calves to grow before they make the trek back north. As of this recording, fin whales are classified as endangered under both the Endangered Species Act and the Marine Mammal Protection Act. The current global population is estimated to be around 75,000 individuals. To put this into perspective, that number represents approximately 0.00093% of the current human population. Removing even one fin whale, particularly a breeding female, could be detrimental to the population and hinder the species' recovery efforts. The stranding of this individual fin whale in Anchorage is particularly unusual, as these animals typically migrate to Hawaii around the beginning of October. Additionally, fin whales are rarely found in the shallow waters of the Upper Cook Inlet. There have only ever been two other reported cases of fin whales in Anchorage, both of which were dead, and one of them was brought in by the bow of a large ship. Unfortunately, fin whales are quiet, reserved, and not well known to the public, which means they often receive little recognition and education. While the death of this individual is tragic, it may help the public become more aware of the pressing environmental issues facing fin whales. I encourage everyone to continue learning about this species and share their findings with their neighbors and friends. Next time you are out in Alaska's stunning oceans, keep an eye out for this elusive species. They are a treat to see out in the wild. This is Nyla Klein, and this has been Catch 'em at Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaska Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.